Sitting down with us now is Newton head coach, Andy Sweetengel. Congratulations, coach, on the win.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Your overall thoughts on how the team played?
Hey, just really, really proud of those guys. You know, we've talked all week about, you know, being able to play, you know, big boy football at times and being able to step up our effort. And, you know, I thought our guys really responded. We challenged them at times. And, you know, I think we were able to put together some, you know, nice long drives. You know, it wasn't always just big chunk plays and that kind of stuff. And, you know, I think that's a sign of growing up and maturing, you know, being able to focus for a long period of time. You know, I think I'm really proud of those guys.
King Klein, another big night for him, and he continues to learn the position.
Yeah, absolutely. He takes steps every single day. You know, he's a great kid, extremely smart, does a fantastic job, you know, learning from his mistakes, always keeps composed, you know, and that's huge for a quarterback, right? They can never get too high, too low. He does a great job with that.
Did a better job not turning the ball over as well. That's always a key.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, we played a lot cleaner, which is great. You know, we always have that kind of first game jitters and that kind of stuff, you know, when people try to press a little bit too much. But, you know, he's able to keep that composure. We're able to get the run game going a little bit in some different directions, take a little pressure off of him and get everybody contributing.
Yeah, it was nice to see Isaiah Hansen get a little touchdown in there.
Absolutely, right? It's always fun when you can get, you know, we got two, you know, actually we got three players, their first varsity touchdowns here with, you know, Quan, Isaiah, and Skyler. So, really great job by those guys. You know, having those sophomores are doing a great job at tailback. You know, it's always nice they can get those tough yards when we need it.
Finn Martin always continues to impress.
Absolutely, man. He made some big time catches here. I mean, we're really fortunate that he's here because he does a great job. You know, there's times where we can just kind of throw it up to him and he'll go up there and come down with it and hold on to it. I mean, they're trying to tee off on him a little bit at times there, but he did a fantastic job. You know, works really hard at his craft, and glad to see that paying off.
Quan Coley, still really haven't kind of got him going yet this year in two games.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, he's been kind of consistent. You know, we just got to try to find him good ways to get him the ball, and we kind of did that a little bit more. You know, part of the option, you know, running the option and that kind of stuff is that, you know, you're going to get what the other team gives you. And so a lot of teams have been trying to, you know, shut down our dive, shut down our inside run, and that's led to some, you know, big runs by Caden. You know, he had a couple big pulls off of that. And, you know, someday here we'll get that guy going. So he's got the talent. He's got the ability, the motivation. So we'll get him rolling.
They were able to put together one long drive, six plays, 75 yards to pull things a little bit closer here. I guess it was a nine-play, 73-yard drive to pull things a little closer. At that point in time, were you kind of concerned about how things were going?
Oh, no, not at all. So I have a lot of confidence in our defense. You know, they do a fantastic job. They fly around. They do some really great things. You know, and part of a sign of a good football team is how can you respond. So if another team has some momentum, has that kind of stuff, how can we respond? And, you know, we pulled out a little Coach Power special there with that crisscross return, and we were able to kind of shut down that momentum.
Yeah, I was going to say, that concern, if you had any, didn't last long.
Nope, not at all.
That was a 98-yard run, and that was Christian Ergenbright taking it to the house. He was probably a little winded after that, wasn't he? He's one of your track stars, though.
He's one of our track guys there, right? But he's a sprinter, so they get winded after their race. So he's a little winded, but that's one of the great things about our program right now is we got depth. And so, yeah, he starts at corner for us. We're able to use him on kick return. He's a little winded there. We got other corners that can jump in there and play at a high level, so. I'm really proud of all of our guys stepping up.
Yeah, the defense you mentioned gave up, 13 points first game and just the 7 points here. You think a lot of that has to do with being able to substitute more frequently than you have in years past?
Absolutely. You know, it helps keep our guys fresh. And, you know, our guys have worked extremely hard. You know, being fast and physical is kind of our team motto, and they really embody that. And so they can go play with kind of a reckless abandon and know that if they get tired, somebody else can jump in there and do their job. And I think that, to me, that's kind of freeing, right? It takes some pressure off you a little bit. So, you know, those guys, hats off to those guys. Coach Richardson does a great job getting those guys prepared. Really proud of those guys.
Well, it was a home opener. It's a little more extra hype with RVTV and Todd. I assume you got interviewed, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like
I've been... You have a TV face, you think?
We'll see about that. I've been doing interviews for about 7 hours straight, it feels like now. So, but no, it's a lot of fun. It's a great showcase here for our team. Great showcase really for our whole community, right? And, you know, we really got to see the lights on full effect, and that was really cool for our kids. You know, it's just really fun, you know, being in a community that's invested in their programs. You know, help giving us great support.
Yeah, the lights came on and off. You probably didn't notice at the time, did you?
Oh, we noticed.
No, did you?
It's fun. I mean, that gets our guys excited, right? Like, they see all that stuff in the SEC, and they see all that kind of stuff at big-time football, and, you know, knowing that we have that community support, man, really, really empowers those guys.
Yeah, you look around the stadium, you wouldn't believe it was built in 1942.
Oh, not at all. Not at all. I mean, they've done a great job, you know, the past few years of, you know, even they redid our turf a few years ago, and now the scoreboard, now the lights, man, we got a first-class facility. It's awesome.
So up next, taking on Norwalk, your thoughts, I probably haven't thought much about them, but coming up next Friday night on the road.
Yeah, so they'll be another team, another tough team. You know, that'll be competing for a district title in their district, so I'm really excited about that opportunity. They're more of a spread team that likes to try to chuck it around. Rotate a couple different quarterbacks in a little bit. One's more of a run threat, one's more of a passing threat, but you know, a great challenge for us. You know, a lot of our guys have a little bitter taste in their mouth. We feel like we could have got them last year. So a lot of motivation for our guys to kind of take that next step.
The juniors on this team, they veterans now? two games under their belt or not?
We talk about playing big boy football, and part of big boy football is growing up. And so you're only young for so long. So, you know, those guys have done a great job of maturing and getting older. And, you know, we're excited about our trajectory this year.
All right. Well, appreciate you coming up and talking with us after this big win over Dallas Center Grimes. And we'll look forward to following you up at Norwalk and bringing home another W.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That's Newton head football coach Andy Sweetengelm as Newton beats Dallas Center Grimes 28-7.